The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, this is Mark Striegel of Talking Metal. You can keep in touch with us online at twitter.com/talkingmetal. Buy a t-shirt. Talking Metal t-shirts for sale on TalkingMetal.com in the store section. And what else? Oh, you got the Facebook page and clubs and all that and MySpace. So plenty of places to stay in touch with Talking Metal. Support Talking Metal by using the links in the show notes. Like today we have Veins of Jenna on. If you go to TalkingMetal.com, scroll down to the show notes for today's show, you will see a link that says Buy Veins of Jenna on iTunes. You click on that, it opens up your iTunes. We get a cut of that. You're supporting the band and in downloading their music legally. And, we appreciate your support. I know everybody hates it. Not everybody, but a few people have said they hate it when we mention the iTunes links. But there you go. We're not going to stop. Sorry. Anyways, Veins of Jenna. Let's get into a little Veins of Jenna music here on Talking Metal. And we're going to talk with Lizzie from Veins of Jenna on TalkingMetal.com.
Yeah. And we're back with Talking Metal Live on Bionic Radio. And now it's time for a phone call. We've got Lizzie Devine of Veins of Jenna.
Hey, Lizzie, it's John from Talking Metal. How are you doing, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, thanks for calling.
It's been a while since I've talked to you guys.
Yeah, it has, definitely. Lizzie. It's Mark here. Thanks for calling in. Let's start off. The new single hit iTunes. I'm really digging this. Get It On. Tell us about this. This is, I'm assuming, coming off a new record that's on the way, right?
Yeah. We got a new album that's coming out on September 15th. It's going to be called The Art of Telling Lies.
Cool.
It's going to be available on iTunes and... like a little all over the place. But we released a single first, like you said, Get It On. It's a rocker. It's a pretty cool song. I like it a lot. So.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Definitely. And rock is what you guys do best. Now, also, I noticed on iTunes, you guys have a lot of your old demos up there, which I really love the sound you got on a lot of those old demos. Is that the stuff that Gilby produced for you guys?
Yeah, there's two songs up there that Gilby did. I can't remember which two he did, but anyone that want to hear it, just go on iTunes and listen to it. He did several songs with us, but we only put out two songs on that CD, the demos it's called. But we got a few other ones laying around that we will release sometime in the future.
Cool, because now when you guys recorded with Gilby, you did do a version of No One's Gonna Do It For You, right?
Yeah, but he never recorded that with us. We did that by ourselves.
Oh, okay. Because I remember a long, long time ago, you had that available actually free on your site. I have that. And that's a cool version of that song because it's real raw. You know, in a lot of ways, it has a rawer sound than what ended up being on Lit Up, Let Down.
Yeah, well, we didn't really know what we were doing. We just loved playing music and we didn't know anything but the studio or anything, so we just went in and did it by ourselves.
Right.
And it came out pretty raw and cool.
Yeah,
that's the way I like it.
Yeah, no, definitely. Are you gonna, with the new record that's coming out, are you leaning more that direction?
On the new album sounds amazing. It's still pretty fucking rocking, but it's not as raw as it used to sound. It's way better. Way more produced this time without losing it.
Hey, Lizzie. It's John, and I wanted to tell all of the listeners that if you go to myspace.com, Veins of Jenna, you can hear sound samples of a lot of the stuff on the new record, and I'm really digging the song Everybody Loves You When You're Dead.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's one of the first songs we wrote for this album. It's just like a typical rocker. It's like something I could see in a vampire movie. That's what I want to get it into.
So. Oh, cool.
Hey, a lot of vampire stuff going on now with True Blood and Twilight and all that kind of stuff.
I know. No, it's cool. Like, we had a lot of help on this album, too, because our producer, Brent Woods, who used to play in the band called Wildside back in the 80s.
Right, and he's a drummer, right?
No, he's a guitar player.
Oh, guitar player, okay.
He played for Vince Neil's band, too.
Well, okay, that's where I know him from. That's where I know him from.
Yeah, he produced it, and he helped us co-write a lot on this, too, which helped us out, because during that, like, those months where we recorded, we grew as musicians ourselves, so that was a lot of fun. And the whole album is a little different than Lit Up, Lit Down. It's got its rockers, but some songs are big and huge. That would be suited for arenas, in my point of view.
Very cool.
In my mind. So. Now,
did you guys do a cover of the Tom Petty tune?
Yeah. Refugee is on there. So it's gonna
very
be
cool.
Cool. And is there a talk of a tour?
Yeah, right now, this fall, we're going out with a band called Dirty Penny that's from the West Coast, too. We're going to do a co-headlining tour together. We have to be out in clubs and promote the hell out of them. What we're doing. No bigger tours planned quite yet, but you never know. Things happen like from day-to-day basis in our band.
Well, I think it's cool that even though you guys aren't on a formal tour right now, you guys have a bunch of cool gigs booked out in the West Coast. You're playing tomorrow night with Stephen Piercy, and then you're, you know, in Vegas and Hollywood and Arizona and that kind of stuff. So it's cool that you guys are keeping busy no matter what.
Yeah, we try to to go out there and play as much as possible. That's the only way to survive in this industry, because you don't make that much money. And when you're on the road, you survive every day by eating the food you get, and you play in front of either 5 people or 800 people. It doesn't matter. It's just a lot of fun.
Definitely.
I didn't want it any other way.
Yeah, cool. I see that it says that with the Dirty Penny Tour, it says from L.A. to New York to Florida and back. So we will definitely hook up when you come to New York.
That would be awesome. It's going to be a fun tour because those guys are they're cool kids. They're our age. We're getting older now.
Now, in the past, you guys have been linked with Bam Margera and Stevie Rochelle. Are you still working with those guys?
Stevie Rochelle is still our manager. He has been our manager since the day we met him. He's awesome. He's helped us so much. We're not on Bam's label anymore because that was only a one record deal. He started that label just like a launch pad to like get the bands out there that he liked to show the world, and that helped us out tremendously. He helped us out to get our name out there, and now we're back to square one doing it ourselves.
Cool.
The way we do it. Because it's so hard. You guys know the record industry these days.
Yeah, it sounds like the TV industry.
Yeah, the deals you get offered, they want you to give up your merchandise rights and stuff. And that's the only way we survive. It's a smaller band, like a hardworking band. So we realize that the way to do it is to put this out ourselves, do it as professional as we can, and just make it happen. And don't sit around waiting for someone to do it for us.
Right. Now, fans can pre-order the record right now. Is that via your MySpace page?
Oh, yeah. Just go on there, and they'll get it sent to them as soon as we get it in our hands.
Very cool.
Well, in the podcast version of the show, we will be sure to link that, and you guys need to go right over and pick up some great hard rock and music by Veins of Jenna. I wanted to mention that I was in the bookstore the other day, and I picked up Kat Von D's book, and I'm just flipping through it casually, and there you guys are.
Yeah, I know. She's awesome. She loves the band.
And the book looks great. I mean, the photos and just the whole presentation, it's an amazing book. If you guys haven't seen it, it's available at just about any bookstore. And right there is Veins of Jenna in the book in full glossy color.
I was so happy when I saw it. When I got my hands on it, I was like, wow, I was so super stoked. And she even lists one of our songs as her favorite songs of all time in there. It's like crazy. It's mind-blowing. So all the respect to her.
So she actually came out and approached you guys about being in the book, and you were on the TV show too, right?
Yeah. Oh, for some reason, she likes the band. She likes cool music. So she just wanted to help us out like so many other people that digs what we're doing. So it's cool. To have friends like her and Bam has helped us out so much. Like, we must be one of the luckiest bands on earth. Like, it shouldn't be this easy sometimes, but
well, you guys are doing something that's special and a little different than what most bands are doing, and I think people are attracted to the fact that you got the balls to go out there and do your own thing and not try to follow trends and stuff.
Well, I hope so, at least. And we're going to keep on doing it until the day we can't do it anymore.
Just checking out your MySpace page and reading about the gigs you're doing in L.A. really kind of makes me want to move out there, because unfortunately in New York there's no cool scene like this that's going on.
L.A. is pretty good these days. It's getting better and better. There's so many bands starting out now and a lot of clubs to play, and people come out, especially when it's all ages shows, because like younger kids and like 16, 17, they go crazy. They really see you as a big rock star, and it's like mind-blowing, and it makes you just want to do this for the rest of your life. The kids these days, especially out there, they're amazing.
Yeah, I think it's great that you do all ages shows too, because that's also something, Mark, that we don't see here in New York.
Not a lot, not as much as we used to see. But it's important to reach, I think, you know, the teenagers, because they are so passionate about their music, you know. And when you're having 21 and up shows, you kind of don't get that.
Yeah, I agree, because a lot of like 21 and over shows, people have seen so much. It's like young kids these days, they weren't around when like Mötley and Guns N' Roses were touring. Now they get to see younger bands and they love it. And they want to start their own band to show some younger kids in the future. It's like, it's a cycle. We got to keep it rolling. Rock and roll can't die and it won't die either.
Cool. Definitely, man. So are you guys currently out on tour?
We just got off a little one-week tour in Texas. So we're heading back towards L.A. right now. Play tomorrow. It was fun. We haven't been in Texas for like 2 years, so it was pretty interesting. Some shows were great, some shows were not as great, but that's how it is when you tour on every day of the week. The humidity there was bad.
Oh, crazy.
But I love Texas. That was a lot of fun.
Cool. And to get on in touch with you guys online, you obviously have myspace.com/veinsofjenna. Are you on Twitter or Facebook or any of these other platforms?
We're on all of them. Cool. Just write the place and then add Veins of Jenna to it, and you'll find us there.
Excellent. Excellent. Cool. Well, we wish you the best of luck. We cannot wait for you to come to New York, and we will be downloading the album off of iTunes on September 15th, did you say?
Exactly. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, thanks, Lizzie. Man, we can't wait till you get out here so we can do some hanging out.
We'll definitely do that. We'll be there soon.
Cool, man. All right,
Lizzie. Take care, man. Have a good
night.
You
too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks.